Lebanon's government has been under the spotlight since the Syrian envoy to the UN said terrorists have taken refuge in border areas with Syria. Bashar Jafari says terrorists are trying to create a buffer zone in Lebanese territories. Ali Risk reports on that now from Beirut.
Late last month, a ship loaded with arms was intercepted in the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli. Following this, several other cases of attempted arms smuggling in Lebanon, and specifically near the border with Syria, have been uncovered. This has been accompanied by the emergence of armed Salafists in northern Lebanon, together with the arrest of individuals charged with affiliation to armed terrorist groups. Now Syria's envoy to the UN, Bashar Jafari, has sent a letter to UN Chief Ban Ki-moon stating that Lebanese areas near Syria's border are incubating terrorist elements and becoming weapons depots. Jafari said that weapons were being shipped to these areas and that the head of the so-called Free Syrian Army, Riyad al-Assad, had recently arrived in Lebanon to set up a buffer zone.
Lebanon is the weakest front with Syria, and especially North Lebanon. And also, we don't have to forget West Lebanon. When we hear the mayor of Arsal saying on the TV that they are supporting the Syrian insurgent and encouraging the people to bring weapons, it's very dangerous.
The anti-Syrian movement in Lebanon slammed these remarks and said they were being used as an excuse for the Syrian army to invade Lebanon.
The Syrian regime is talking about the presence of terrorists in Lebanon, so it can be allowed to go and fight these supported terrorists in Lebanon and Syria as well. But the Syrian revolution has nothing to do with terrorism, and the Syrian regime is only trying to export its crisis to Lebanon.
But analysts highlight the sequence of events which have recently taken place. U.S. Senator Joseph Lieberman made a tour to the region last month, which took him to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Lebanon, where he visited the northern border with Syria. Lieberman, like both Saudi Arabia and Qatar, is a staunch supporter of arming the Syrian opposition and has argued for creating a buffer zone.
Lieberman did not come to Lebanon to make tourism. He came to see by his own eye, you know, what's on the land, and to go back to America as he did, you know, and to push the American administration.
Lieberman is also a staunch supporter of Israel, whose government has openly expressed its support for the downfall of Bashar al-Assad. Lebanon has been focusing on disassociating itself from the unrest in Syria. But now, with these developments, the Lebanese government finds itself strongly associated and hence obliged to take certain steps. Otherwise, this volatile country could be in for more difficult times. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.